This is an incredible story that I saw today about vegetarians are more intelligent than meat eaters. Is this true?
Well, I'm going to tell you a true life story. This is a person who is a millionaire businessman, had a marginally good business, and really became a, what we call a live food vegan, okay?
Yeah.
In 2 years, he increased his sales $400 million.
$400 million?
And he
what
said
did he
this
do?
Is like picking cherries, you know? He said, I'm so much quicker, smarter, and more clever than the people around me. I'm just that they're no competition. Now, this is one that took him 2 years. Then he got off the diet, and his whole function went down. And within 2 years, because the business was doing so poorly as a result of his change in consciousness, his change in alertness, that literally his partners bought him out. But this is a very important point. We just did a study. First of all, I have to say as a scientist, this is a preliminary type study that these folks did, you know, the British did. And we don't want to say this is absolutely true, but it leaves us open to some very interesting things. We have a live food kind of vegan master's program here, and the students do a thesis. And one person interviewed 864 people who had been on live foods for 2 years. And besides the fact, and this is interesting, two-thirds were female and one-third were men, and I think that's pretty common. There was a 68% a change in what they would call intellectual. 68% of the people felt they were intellectually sharper and more thoughtful and basically had a tremendous intellectual development. So something is going on that, you know, in our study, and of course this study, which is a survey study, didn't give the percentages, but there seems to be something to it. Let's put
now,
it that way.
Now, when they talk about meat eaters, Gabriel, are they including those who eat chicken and items like that?
Well, in the study, they seem to imply that even the people who were vegetarian occasionally ate meat, meaning chicken and fish.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So it's flesh foods. But the interesting thing is, again, you take it a step further, and we have this other study with really, oh, I mentioned 864, but 525 completed the study, and we're running, you know, 68% of the recipients, of the people, really felt intellectually clear. What was also interesting is there was a drop in the people who were depressed from 27% to 7%. In other words, a 400% drop in those who are depressed and a 300% drop in those who are anxious. So something with the diet plays a role that seems to be coming out. And overall functioning, again, on this kind of diet, in our interview, in the study, our study, we found that there was from 25% increase to 78% of the people beginning having two bowel movements a day, and the amount of constipation decreased from 73 to 30%. Now, we may be joking, but it could be that that affects your mind function, too. In fact, it really does.
You know, of course, in this particular study, it was a IQ of 5 points higher. Does it really make a big difference, 5 points?
No, but personally, again, we're really talking about, you know, just it's a suggestion that something is going on. I don't think we can take it too much further than that, but it's an interesting suggestion. But we can also say something like, do brighter people tend to have healthier dietary habits? And if your mind is clear because your diet is healthier, does that increase your IQ? Well, perhaps it does. In fact, I would tend to think at a certain level, if your mind is fogged because you're constipated and your mind because you put, you know, junk food in, you're going to get junk food quality of thinking.
You know what's interesting here, too? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I would say, so it's a circular kind of thing. What is causing what? But generally speaking, people who are a little bit smarter, and does that mean women are, you know, more smart than men? We can't say that. got to be careful on that one.
Probably.
But probably they have more interest in health, and it does seem to show that those people who are higher up on the economic scale have more interest in health. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit later about diabetes, but it's very clear that those in the lower socioeconomic levels eat poor diets and have a higher rate of diabetes.
And I think, Gabriel, one of the big culprits here is sugar. You know, I was in a car going from Los Angeles to San Diego Saturday for my book signing. And the driver said, hey, are you folks hungry? You want to stop off? And we had about an hour and a half to kill before the event started. First place he went was to a donut shop. And, you know, I have had one donut in like 9 months.
Good for you.
I was really reluctant to have one, but everybody was starving, so we had that, and I had an iced tea, a bottle of water with it. But I got to tell you, you don't feel good. You get a quick rush, and then you come down fast, and I don't like it.
Yeah, and see, the brain needs a steady level of glucose. And if your blood sugar is going up and down, or of course, if it goes too high, it almost like clogs the functioning, your mind is not going to work as well. And so this is what we're really talking about when really asking the question about vegetarian. Vegetarians are eating higher quality food. Vegans are eating higher, and live food, people who are eating food that is not cooked, processed, microwaved, are getting the highest quality food. And their thinking is sharper.